The Thank You Economy by Gary Vaynerchuk. One sentence summary. The Thank You Economy announces the return of small town courtesy to the world of business, thanks to social media, and shows you why business must not neglect nurturing its one-on-one relationships with customers through the new channels online to thrive in the modern world. My favorite quote from the author is, "Don't be afraid to say what you think, ever. That said, don't forget to listen either." Gary Vaynerchuk. Yep, it's about time we complete some more trilogies. The Thank You Economy is Gary's second best-selling book, and even though it's done the worst of all three, excluding his new book, Ask Gary Vee, which just launched, it's his personal favorite. It tells the story of how courtship and one-on-one customer care and relationships have returned to business, thanks to social media, and why businesses will lose a lot of money if they don't engage with their customers and fans on this two-way street. Whether you're running a business or thinking about starting one, this book will help you build a base of loyal customers that will support you for a lifetime. Here are three great lessons to get started. 1. Customer courtesy went from important to useless, back to super important. 2. You get the best results when you combine social media with traditional ones. 3. Live this approach yourself to make sure your employees carry it all the way to your customers. Ready to woo your customers? Let's get social. The Thank You Economy Lesson 1. Small town courtship went from 100 to 0 and back. This answers the question, what is one of the most important customer success strategies historically? Imagine owning a bakery in 1874. How would you make sure your customers keep coming back to you? You'd probably chat a little with everyone when they come in, since you know most of them anyway. Maybe you'd also give them the occasional loaf of bread free of charge and ask them about their day, life, and family. Showing an interest in your customers and building an actual relationship with them is what small town courtship is all about. And without it, you were out of business faster than you could spell horse-drawn carriage. Gary suggests that while this effort to bond with individual customers has lost its importance during the industrialization and move to the big cities, small town courtship is now back, and it's more important than ever. When cities first got bigger, there was a huge mass of customers available to every store, so keeping them around didn't matter much. But now, thanks to social media, this matters again. Just like your neighbor would tell the whole village that you threw him out of your store back in the day, now everyone can take their complaints public and massively damage companies' reputations. For example, when McDonald's tried to get people to tell great stories about it by using the hashtag MacDStories on Twitter, people instead recounted the horrible experiences with their food there. Things can backfire quickly on social media, but if you take the time to really talk with your customers one-on-one there, ask the right questions and keep them engaged, you can draw on a loyal base of fans for as long as your business is around. The Thank You Economy Lesson 2. Combine social media with traditional ones to get the best results. This answers the question, have social media overtaken traditional media already? However, that doesn't mean that traditional media is dead. When Gary released his first book, Crush It, he also used billboard, radio, and direct mail ads. And while those drove less orders than even a few tweets, he reached a certain group of customers he'd never have reached on social media. It might seem weird to promote a book that's about social media offline, but how else are you going to reach the people who aren't on social media, for whom the message is probably the most important? However, the best results are usually achieved when you combine and mix them, which is called transmedial advertising. For example, you could run a TV commercial showing how your little bakery makes a wedding cake, but keep one secret ingredient hidden and promise to reveal it on your Instagram account, thus driving people to your social media with offline advertising. Telling a story that circles across all of your channels is a powerful way to keep your fans engaged and curious, and gets far better results than just transmitting on one channel. The Thank You Economy Lesson 3. Live this approach yourself to make sure your employees carry it all the way to your customers. This answers the question, how can I make my entire company centered around small town courtship? Let's assume your bakery's grown to 30 employees over the years. How do you get them to jump on board the social media train? You live it. Every single day, you set an example. Company values always transpire from the very top. And if the CEO doesn't give a damn about social media, how can employees? Showing your team that you truly care about every single customer, even if it means just responding to their tweets with a single emoji, will help you make small town courtship one of your business's core values. Gary still does it to this day, in spite of having 1.3 million Twitter followers. My personal takeaways from the thank you economy for 2017. I recently ordered Gary's entire book series. He has 4 books out, 4 New York Times bestsellers. Again, this one he said did worst in terms of sales. He also thinks it's the most underrated one and it's his favorite. It's probably because he talked about this with Seth Godin. It's probably that always the books that tank are sort of the favorites of the authors if they have multiple ones. And I think I just like the premise of it. It's so centered around nicety, I guess. Jab, 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 right hooks about marketing and being nice and kind and valuable, but then asking for the sale. Crush It is about how you can build a business doing something you love, and it's very much about hustling and hard work. Ask Gary V is about everything. It's just Q&A. But this one, the thank you economy, it's about his being nice part. Gary always says he wants to build a honey empire, so he wants to build the biggest building in town, but he wants to actually build it. He wants to build it on being nice, on being a good person, and I think the thank you economy probably highlights this aspect the best out of all his books. Now, again, I haven't read it. It's sitting, I can look at it. I'm looking at Crush It, but behind that is the thank you economy, so I can't wait to get my hands on the full thing. Because it's like listening to Gary, because he does these, crank these out via audio and then has a ghostwriter edit the whole thing because he can't read or write. That's not really, but you get the gist. He says he's horrible with that. I can't wait to get my hands on that. It'll be an awesome mini convo with Gary to learn more about that. But simple idea, very much in line with what Seth Godin tells you. And I'm trying to think of which book would probably... Permission Marketing is probably the one to read or listen to. I have it recorded as well. If you want to know more about the whole small town courtship, be nice to people, get permission from them, don't interrupt them in their day, be kind, ask, care about them, ask interesting questions, and so on. What was new to me was, I mean, the example part is obvious, and it's a little update. When I wrote this, so that was April 23rd, 2016. So just over a year has passed. Gary went from 1.25 million followers on Twitter to 1.48 million, right? So that's 250,000 people more that follow the guy on Twitter than a year ago. So you can't overestimate the power you get from social media once it really takes off. Because once it's off, it's really off. He's gotten huge on Twitter, on Instagram in the last year too, going from something like 700,000 followers in November 2016 to 1.8 million right now, which is insane. So he's completely overtaken his Twitter with Instagram, and now he can use Instagram to drive people to Twitter. So as you see, this whole word of mouth thing, it's super real. Gary still does it. Like, he favorites, when you tweet at him, he favorites it. He hits a little heart thingy. He sometimes responds with a smiley face, winky face. And to get that kind of feedback from that kind of guy, that's already a big deal. So if you want to be that kind of guy, you have to start doing that while you're still small. That's why I, and don't tell anyone, answer all my emails, all my reader emails I get. I sometimes, when I get overwhelmed, I turn off the welcome email people get when they sign up for my newsletter for a few days to catch up again, which I have to do right now. I have to have like 70 sitting in my inbox. But once I do that, I respond to all emails and I really try to connect with every single reader one-on-one. So I think that's important. I think it matters. I'm living it. I hope if ever someone works for me, I will get them to live it too. I hope I will inspire you to live it as well. And lastly, Transmedial advertising is absolutely real. I just gave you the example. Gary's crushing it on Instagram, so he siphons people from Instagram to Twitter. From Twitter, he takes them to YouTube, blah, 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 blah. It's a whole circle. You can do this on social media or offline. So if you are in a place where the audience is slowly in their move from offline to online, advertise offline, make it a cool hook so you can have something to get them online and then get those people there. Transmedial advertising, really cool idea. Love that one. Remember it. And I want to wrap up. Don't be afraid to say what you think, ever. Don't be afraid to say what you think. I think that's the most important one, reiterating the quote from the beginning. So hope you enjoyed the thank you economy, and I will see you on the next summary.